word is said.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and I'm most excited to introduce to you a very innovative individual who is working on what I would call the cutting edge of healing. His name is Tom Palladino, and he is in Florida. And let me tell you a little bit about Tom. I'm going to read you some of his bio. Fascinating history. Tom Palladino's research and work is with Scalar, I hope I'm saying that right, energy, S-C-A-L-A-R, which he began during his undergraduate years, 25 years ago. He was inspired by various scientists, including Nikola Tesla, as the existence of an energy that is not of the electromagnetic spectrum. With this inspiration, Tom pursued a course of independent study in order to better understand and subsequently harness scalar energy. Scalar energy is also known as prana, chi, radiant energy, zero point energy, orgon. And after years of experimentation and modification, Tom Palladino has developed a technique using scalar energy that will transmute pathogens quickly and painlessly. This technique facilitates the use of photographs of people who desire to have pathogens transmuted in their bodies. His treatment process thereby is to administer the scalar energy reverse phase angle harmonic of a pathogen, thereby causing that agent of infection to dissemble or fall apart. Scalar energy operates at the quantum level and is capable of disassembling all types of pathogens, thus eliminating the causative agent of a disease. Once the causative agent of a pathogen disease has been eliminated, the symptoms associated with that infection disappear or decrease altogether. Tom has a wealth of history under his belt. He's a keynote speaker. He's developed a lot of breakthrough things with herpes virus and various parasites. He works with people, works with pets. He's got enormous a pedigree of published papers. And Tom Palladino, are you there? I'd like to welcome you to Limelight Radio.
I am. Thank you for the invite, Katina. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm delighted to have you. You know, I'm a huge fan of energy medicine. So this is right up my alley to bring you on and help the world learn more about this kind of thing. And first of all, am I saying it right? Is it Scalar?
Scalar, yes. That's fine.
Oh, beautiful.
Sure.
So let's get going. We don't have a lot of time today. I want people to hear about this, you know, fascinating form of energy medicine.
Okay, sure. Well, let's go back perhaps 100 years. Many of you are familiar with Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla was a great electrical engineer. Well, not only did he work with AC electricity, but Tesla also was the founding father, in my estimation, of scalar energy. Many of Nikola Tesla's inventions, especially the latter part of his life, were focused with scalar energy. And in many ways, I'm carrying on his work. I'm following the footsteps of Nikola Tesla. So with that statement, people, there are two energies in the universe. There is the electromagnetic spectrum, which is electricity and magnetism. And the second energy is scalar energy. Now, many of you are very well versed and familiar with scalar energy. Scalar energy is chi, prana, zero-point energy, pyramid energy, ether energy. Many people have postulated that this energy exists, and I can vouch for it. In my laboratory, I experience it every day. Scalar energy is indeed a real energy, and that is what I work with in order to break apart, in order to disassemble germs, pathogens.
Perfect. So, okay. You know, I am a homeopath, which is works with dilutions and energetic forms of medicine. And You know, how is it that we got so lopsided with just electromagnetic frequencies?
That's a great question. We'd have to trace the history of technology, really, to understand this better. In many ways, I think scalar energy has been suppressed. I realize that during his day, Nikola Tesla had many of his inventions, many of his ideas suppressed. And in to understand it in a fuller context, scalar energy will really change, if you will, the business climate. Scalar energy will, in many ways, change the way we look at technology. And back in Tesla's day, that was a threat to the powers that be. The elite was threatened by Nikola Tesla's work. And I still think the elite today is threatened by scalar energy.
They are, huh? That's interesting. But we look at the ancient cultures of the world, like China and India, and, you know, their thinking is different.
Exactly. And I mentioned chi and prana are synonymous with that of scalar energy. Well, as you stated, this has been known for centuries. This is not a new and novel concept. We're simply just starting to grasp it in the Western world. Chi, prana is all around us. The stars produce the chi of the universe. So what we're working with is essentially an inexhaustible supply of energy, scalar energy.
We are energetic beings.
We are. We are, much, very much indeed.
And our beautiful vibrations are what make us unique and have our personalities and our vitality and our talents. And when we get an organism that sets up camp inside and the vibration of that organism takes over our own, as you said, that's when all these symptoms start that are really that of the pathogen.
That's correct. That's accurate. So when you really look at nature, you can boil it down to this fundament. Light, scalar light, is really responsible for the formation of matter. So when we look at the universe, what gives the universe order? What gives the universe this structure? Well, it's scalar energy. And we can use scalar energy in so many ways. And immediately, I am using scalar energy to what? To break apart pathogens in the body. Because as you said, that vibration, that essence, does not belong in the human body. Well, this is the far reach of scalar energy. Scalar energy will allow us to painlessly, to in a rather consummate fashion, break apart disassembled germs in the body. It's all so sublime. It's, again, a fundamental force in nature that I work with, and it allows me to control the germ. Well, if I can control the germ, I can disassemble it. Mm-hmm. And in so doing, I can alleviate the symptoms of so many diseases.
Yeah, it's really, when you think about it, it's almost like a straight line idea. It's not even, you know, a twisted line. It's just, hey, why not reverse that energy frequency and disassemble it, as you said?
Exactly. It's simple. It's profound. I know it sounds perhaps too good to be true, but I have witnessed this for the past 20 years to the point that I've perfected this technique. I think this has tremendous benefit to mankind.
Oh, it surely does. And we're going to have our station break here in a second. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about really the nuts and bolts of it, like how it works. But also what's jumping into my mind right now is I'm thinking of some of these ancient things like sound therapies and how shamans would blow particular horns on you, which are vibrational frequencies as well, right?
Precisely, precisely. We'll get into that after the break.
Okay, great. So audience, you're listening to Tom Palladino. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. We are on to a fascinating topic, something that really could help so many of you with a whole host of symptom complaints, but particularly those of us who have been infected by Lyme disease and the co-infections. These are very, very aggressive organisms that change your own vibrational pattern. And Tom's work is something that's very promising for so many of us. So stay tuned. We're going to come right back. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we are visiting this afternoon with Tom Palladino, and we're learning about scalar energy. And I have to say already, Tom, you've got to come back for a second show because this is a huge topic. We've got a lot of ground to share with our audience. So we're going to look forward to that in the future. But right now, I want to ask you, what is the difference between scalar energy and electromagnetic energy? Like, you know, what differentiates it?
Sure. Scalar energy, if you can imagine, is a double helix. Imagine two corkscrews that are intertwined. That is the actual scalar wave form. Some people would call it a phi spiral. Well, electricity is not a spiral. Electricity and magnetism propagate perpendicular to one another. So that's the fundamental difference between scalar energy and electromagnetic energy. Scalar energy is a double helix. Electricity, magnetism is not a double helix. I have observed that all the stars of the universe emanate, propagate scalar energy. So I conclude that our sun of our solar system, the stars of the universe, are the points of origin of scalar energy. And that calls to mind this pure, this sublime energy, people. Scalar energy does not have any footprint to it. There's no pollution to it. It's obviously a product of God. It's not man-made. This is the perfect energy that we're looking for.
So, I mean, I'm imagining it as you just described it, is that it's got more dimension to it than electromagnetic.
That's correct. That's correct. And actually, within that dimension, I believe we essentially have eternity. And the reason I say that, I believe scalar energy really opens itself up, lends itself to the notion of a hologram. Well, if the universe is a hologram, then scalar energy is the animating force behind that hologram. So that would be what? That's obviously an infinite number of dimensions. And that's what I'm saying scalar energy is. It allows us to get into the matrix of the universe. The universe is indeed a hologram. And it's not, it's something that we have to wrap our head around. It really lends itself to the notion that we're looking at a physics that is timeless and spaceless. Scalar energy will transcend time and space. That's the beauty of it.
Wow. It's magical.
It really is.
And also I'm thinking now, is that why things like microwaves and cell phone towers, which are electromagnetic energy, and they're coming in such, you know, high voltage towards us, is that why they are disturbing so much of our health?
I believe so. I believe perfect health, people, is a scalar energy environment. I'll go far as to say, theologically, I believe heaven is nothing but scalar energy. If there really is a place of heaven, a paradise, I believe it is scalar energy that provides that perfect environment. In other words, there's no electricity in heaven.
Mm. Yeah, you think back 100 plus years ago, 150 years ago, before there was electricity. I remember back in the 1880s when people were developing neurasthenia, which was a nervous system condition. They at first thought it was because of electricity being in people's households.
Yes, sure. I'm not a proponent of electricity and magnetism. What I have observed with scalar energy, it is far superior to that of the electromagnetic spectrum. If I had my druthers, everything in the road would be run by scalar energy. I would quickly have all electrical appliances replaced by way of scalar energy. That would
so
be
now,
my goal.
How do you harness the scalar energy?
Well, I've discovered that scalar energy can be converted into electricity and vice versa. So I actually take electrical current, and I can convert it into scalar energy, into this perfect energy. So that's how I start. That's the point of reference with my instruments. And once I have that standing scalar wave, what I have observed is scalar energy then does not experience entropy. Once I have a true standing scalar wave, there is no entropy. It never weakens over time or distance. And in so doing, I'm able to treat people around the world with scalar energy.
So you can project it at a distance.
That's correct. I'm able to control this energy. And frankly, the way I've learned to control this energy and project it at a distance, all I need is a photograph of a person or an object. And I place a photograph of a person or an object inside my instrument, and I'm able to project that energy anywhere in the world. This, once again, lends itself to the notion that scalar energy is a matrix. We're not working with the electrical, the magnetic paradigm. Scalar energy affords me this ability to tap into this life force, to tap into the hologram. And all I need is a photograph of a person to tap into that hologram. Hence, I could treat anybody in the world by virtue of their photograph. It really is. I place a photograph of a person inside my instrument. And hence, my instrument is already what? A scalar energy environment. Mm-hmm. It already lends itself into the hologram. I am now participating in the hologram of the universe. A
That's amazing. So it doesn't matter for you really actually what their disease is or their symptom picture is. Your device is going to hone it anyway.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. That's the beauty of what I'm doing. Per se, I don't diagnose with my scalar energy instruments. Rather, I'm simply able to instruct my instruments to break apart germs such as viruses, bacteria, fungi.
And have you been working with Lyme disease?
Yes, I have rather good results with people who are suffering from Lyme disease. I would offer this. I am able to break apart, to disassemble various pathogens that are associated with Lyme disease, as well as the co-infection. What I cannot do is regenerate tissue. And as you know, some people who have advanced Lyme, they're suffering from neurological problems that, per se, I'm not able to correct at this point in time.
Right, but you can eliminate the pathogen, and then perhaps with the good work of a high-quality nutritionist, naturopath, et cetera, some of those depletions and damages can be restored.
Yes, yes.
So it's complementary. So, Tom, tell us your website or how people can find out more about you and your work.
Sure. My website is selfhealgo.com. Please visit it. I have hundreds of articles that I've written about my work. If you have any questions, we have a phone desk and we have a chat room that you could submit any question whatsoever, and we're going to answer it, and we'll take it from there.
Fantastic. I'm just intrigued beyond words, really, because I can see how this is really life-altering for all of us, even if we don't have a disease, but we just have some minor imbalances like sleep disturbances or, just overstressed.
It's going to be a godsend. Once mankind realizes what scalar energy can do, it will change the world. That's my point of view.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to have met you and that you reached out to me and that we made the connection here on Limelight Radio, because I think we've just introduced to our audience something that's really quite groundbreaking.
Thank you so much. It was a wonderful event. Thank you for the opportunity.
My pleasure, Tom Palladino. And audience, I'm going to have Tom say the website one more time so you can get this information. This is very, very interesting for all of us. Say your website again, Tom.
It is selfhealgo.com.
Beautiful. And I'm going to have you back because we need a full hour to get into this more. Audience, we had a fabulous show today. We had a foundation leader who's helping people in a need of financial assistance with chronic illness. And we have a genius here with me right now, Tom Palladino with Scalar Energy. Limelight Radio is filled with knowledge, hope, inspiration, and healing. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Bernadette. Thank you, audience. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. Join us next week, and I'll put the podcast up tomorrow so everyone can catch what they missed today. Thank you.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Then I go to my